This is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Monday the 6th of May.
Juzzy boy, does the term quantum computing mean much to
Absolutely
you?
Absolutely nothing.
It means a lot to the Australian government because they have invested $940 million into a Silicon Valley startup named PsiQuantum. Is the Labor government creating its own venture capital fund over here?
Competing against the big dogs, B-man. Flux mm-hmm. man, have you ever wondered where all your money goes? Well, I do. And that's honestly why we built the Flux budgeting tool. It tracks all of your spending and money into and out of all your different accounts. It takes 30 seconds for you to see all your spending without switching between bank apps. And I must say, it has been a lifesaver for me. So make sure to download the Flux app.
Three marvelous stories today, Juzzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, NAB has reported nearly 13% drop in earnings. It saves the day with a $1.5 billion share buyback.
Not the combo that you normally expect. So tell me what is going on here.
Well, Juzzy boy, NAB is, of course, one of the big four banks with over 9 million customers.
But B-man, I must say, not all is hunky-dory down at NABland.
In fact, NAB has just announced a drop of 12.8% in its cash profit for the 6 months to March, and I'm talking to $3.45 billion.
And what was the big reason for that, B-man?
Well, the reason, NAB's largely attributed this drop to the slowing economy and the higher cost of living cop-out.
The good news for NAB, though, is their lending book grew by 9% over the last 12 months.
The bad news, though, is its late payments rose over a percent, which sounds small, but really does show some stressed borrowers.
But that is not all, B-man, because NAB, at the end of their call, threw a huge little spanner. They announced a share buyback of $1.5 billion.
And I've got to admit, Juzzy boy, that is an interesting flex after a profit drop.
Mm-hmm. So what is the key learning here?
A share buyback is when a company repurchases some of its shares from existing shareholders.
And B-man, these buybacks can be done for a number of reasons.
One is to put surplus cash to good use.
Buybacks are a good way to get rid of this excess cash if the company isn't planning to use it for expansion.
Or it can be a strong signal that they think the stock is undervalued.
Our shares are such a bargain right now that even we are buying more tickets on ourselves.
Which is what it looks like is going on over at Nabarooni.
Mm-hmm. NAB doesn't want shareholders running for the wind after seeing a profit drop.
So it's using a share buyback to try signal that these earnings are circumstantial and not part of an ongoing downturn for NAB. Mm-hmm.
For our second story, Block, the owner of Afterpay and Square, is under investigation by the US federal prosecutors for potentially processing crypto transactions for terrorist groups.
Wow, wow, wee wee, Juzzy boy. We spoke about this on Friday with CZ. Crypto has really got lots of skeletons, so tell me more.
All right, so Block, formerly known as Square, is the second love child of tech founder Jack Dorsey.
Behind his other company, Twitter, sorry, now X, that he sold to Elon Musk.
Now, B-man, Square originally launched back in 2014 as a business that created a point-of-sales dongle.
It meant that small and medium-sized businesses at markets or other places could actually take card payments from just their phone.
But since then, Square has become a beast of a business. It's grown its Cash App to over 56 million monthly users for people to send and receive money.
And it acquired Afterpay, you may have heard, for $39 billion worth of stock.
But B-man, here's where it gets curly, because the Cash App also allows users to buy, sell, and transfer Bitcoin.
Which was very lucrative, but also kind of shady.
And now, the feds are digging into the compliance at Block, because thousands of transactions were made using Bitcoin to countries with economic sanctions.
And none of this was reported to the government like it should have been.
So no surprises here. When the investigation was announced, Block's share price dropped more than 5%.
Interesting. So what is the key learning here?
Even big companies can be lured by the riches of risky industries.
For fintech companies, there is a significant appeal to offer digital currencies to diversify their revenue.
And clearly for Block, it was working for a while.
Yep, they reported $66 million in gross profit on Bitcoin sales in the last quarter of 2023 alone.
Wow. But now, B-man, while the profits from crypto can be enormous, they also need to be balanced with the proper levels of compliance.
We know that the crypto space has been ripe with money laundering and other criminal transfers.
So it becomes even more important for a company to trace their payment methods.
And it becomes even more important for a company that is listed on the New York Stock Exchange and the ASX to do this.
And now, B-man, Block may be finding out the hard way what can happen when you don't take this seriously enough.
For our third and final story, eBay has seen its second quarter revenue fall below expectations because people are not buying collector's items on there anymore.
eBay, there is a blast from the past. Tell me more about this old chestnut.
Good old eBay, one of the OG online auction places that launched way back in 1995.
You could buy Pez dispensers, limited edition sporting memorabilia, and random bits of old people's clothing.
I like to think of it like the internet's garage sale of items.
But B-man, eBay became a hit, and they shifted from just being a collectibles website to pretty much selling spoiling everything.
And then Amazon came along and spoiled the party, and then every other e-commerce player followed on.
And it's fair to say, B-Man, that eBay has never really recovered from the big dog stepping on its turf.
And now eBay targets specific categories like luxury bags or watches or memorabilia again.
But even so, eBay just warned that its second quarter revenue will be between 2.49 and 2.54 billion US dollars.
Less than what investors expected.
Even though their gross merchandise value is expected to grow.
Fascinating, Jazzy Boy. So what is the key learning here?
Gross merchandise value, or GMV, measures the total value of goods sold over a specific period within a marketplace.
And it's a vital sign used by online marketplaces like eBay and Amazon Marketplace.
That's because a marketplace's revenue is a subset of the merchandise sold and their associated fees that are charged.
For example, eBay takes a fee for each item it sells, roughly 14% of the item's sale price.
So Brett, when you sell that limited edition Australian $2 coin for $100, eBay will record $100 as the GMV, but then record $14 as their revenue.
And a growing GMV signals to investors and analysts that the platform is thriving and attracting more items and more sales dollars.
But ultimately, if eBay can't extract enough revenue from its marketplace sales, then it's never going to be able to battle it out with the big dog of Amazon. FluxFam, if you jump between 3-4 different banking apps to check your credit card, your bank account, your savings account, and you all want to see it in one place, we have the answer for you. It's all in the Flux Budgeting Tool.
It is the perfect way to get a 360 view of your money, and most importantly, it really helps you feel in control of where your money is going.
So download the Flux app and check out the Budgeting Tool.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.